too. They could winkle out the whereabouts of the boundaries. But they needed a little light to do the job. One by one, I made sure everyone wakened and understood the gravity of the situation, especially the mothers. I made sure everyone understood that no one should move around until daylight. Wonder of wonders, nobody did anything stupid. Once there was light enough, the wizard started drawing lines in the snow. I arranged for teams to enforce the boundaries. Everything went so well, I was feeling smug before it turned time to go. Then I discovered that it was going to be a long day. Which, of course, I should have known instinctively. This next leg of the journey had taken the captured only a few hours. It would take us far longer. The shattered fortress could not be discerned behind the falling snow. The old men would have to mark out every step before it could be taken, walking to either side of Tobo and the key, keeping him centered on the road, but never getting ahead of him, just in case. A quarter mile along, I was worrying about time already. We had too many mouths and too few supplies. Harsh rationing was in place. These people had to be gotten across the plain fast, excepting those of us who would bring out the captured.
"This is getting out of hand," Goblin yelled. "If it gets any heavier, we're up Shit Creek."
He was right. If this snowfall turned into a blizzard, we were going to have no other worries. If it worsened much, we were going to die out here and make Soulcatcher the happiest girl in the world. She probably was anyway, now that she had had time to reflect on the fact that there was no one left able to dispute her in any whim she cared to indulge. Water sleeps? So what? Those days were over. Not while I was still standing, they were not. Swan joined me for breakfast.
"How's my wife this morning?"
"Frigid."
"Darn."
Open mouth, insert boot with manure veneer. Swan grinned.
"I've known that for years. Isn't this something? There's more than an inch already."
"It's something, all right. Unfortunately, I don't encourage myself to use the kind of language needed to describe it. Most of these people have never seen snow. Watch out for somebody to do something stupid. In fact, you might stick close to the Radisha. I don't want her getting hurt because somebody doesn't use his head."
"All right. Did you dream last night?"
"Of course I did. I got to meet Kina right up close, too."
"I saw lights on the road to the east of us."
That got my attention.
"Really?" "In my dream. They were just witch lights. Maybe the plane's own memories or something. There wasn't anything there when I went to look."
"Getting bold in your old age, are you?"
"It just sort of happened. I wouldn't have done it if I thought about it."
"Did I snore again last night?"
"You solidified your grasp on the all-time women's championship. You ready to compete at the next level?"
"Must have something to do with the dreaming." Sara drifted up. She looked grim. She did not like what was happening, even a little. The snow or the way we had to cope with it. But she bit her tongue. She understood that it was now too late.